Christchurch principals are doubtful about official advice that they should not practice lockdown drills with their pupils. The Education Ministry says drills for violent situations could cause fear and anxiety. The advice is part of guidance based on how the city's schools and early learning centres coped with the citywide lockdown that followed the Christchurch mosque attack in 2019. The principal of Summerfield School in Christchurch, Denise Torrey, told our education correspondent John Gerritsen her school runs three drills a term, including a lockdown drill.
We sometimes do drills where the children are told, and we sometimes do the drills when the children aren't told. So I can understand if people weren't regularly doing drills that anxiety might be an issue, but in our particular case, we find that it doesn't. It actually helps kids understand that there's a system that they need to abide to make themselves and all the rest of us safe.
Also in the guidance, they said it is okay to take children to the toilet during one of these lockdowns. I know back in 2019 that was a problem, wasn't it?
Yes, many of our schools don't have toilet blocks, and we had children using buckets and plastic bags, which was probably more distressing than trying to get to the closest toilet. So I think the ministry has listened to some of the comments made by whānau and schools around us and thought, what's actually sensible and what can you do safely? And I guess if people feel that they can do this safely and they're not having hordes of kids going out, then I think that that's the outcome of the review that was undertaken post-shooting.
And this guidance also says if parents turn up wanting to take their children out of school, you have to hand them over.
Yes, well, what happened during the shootings, as you might be aware, is that we had no clear guidance at the time. So I guess this is the guidance. We just wanted to know, were we able to give our the kids to their parents or not? The problem, that actually does create a whole pile of other issues. So you're supposedly in lockdown and a lot of people rushed to school and they wanted to take their children. Were they putting other children at risk? But we just wanted clear guidelines. I can see that there could be problems with it, but we wanted to know what our legal right was, and I guess that they're telling us through these guidelines.
And that is Denise Torrey, the principal of Summerfield School in Christchurch, speaking with John Gerritsen.